My name is Ty Yeast, and my title is Beef Division Manager for Alltech, Inc.
All right, Ty, we have the Global 500 coming up next week in Lexington, Kentucky. Why don't you tell me a little bit about the Alltech Global 500, really just some of the history of it. I know this is we've been going on since like 2008, right?
Yeah, the Global 500 has been going on since 2008. Originally, it started as a dairy event, and with the success after the first 2 years in the dairy event, we expanded to the beef side as well. Last year was our first ever edition of the beef event, and we had over 125 participants from all over the world come last year on the beef event and had quite a bit of support for it. So this year is our second year we're putting this on, and we're already in excess of 250 participants signed up for the event.
So what is really the main thrust of this year's Global 500 conference?
It's innovation. It's looking at new ways of doing things and really breaking old paradigms on how to move forward and how to get to that next level of efficiency. We're living in a global world of competition, and it's really giving the tools and the information to the producers to compete in that global environment.
Now, this is a three-day event, December 6th through the 8th. What are some of the things that you have planned for participants?
Well, first off, we have a reception dinner for them on the Tuesday evening when they arrive. Again, some of these travelers are coming in literally from around the world, so we like to get them in, fed, and watered and have them get all checked into their hotel and get settled. And then the conference really starts off on Wednesday morning at 9 a.m. with an address from Dr. Pierce Lyons, who's the president of Alltech, and he's going to be speaking on feeding the world while leaving a lower carbon footprint. And so that's kind of the idea of that. And then that goes through 2 days' worth of sessions, from joint sessions on digital marketing to Troy Hadrick, who's speaking on the impact of social media and how you can influence your marketplace in a greater scope. And then from there, we get into some more technical talks on the science of things. Mike Brown from West Texas A&M is going to be speaking. We have Bill Holloway from Texas A&M coming in, Amanda Weaver from South Dakota State coming in to speak to us as well. And so some of the more technical talks, and then some finishing up with a financial talk, the global positioning of beef and dairy products that are out there, as well as Dr. Carl Dawson talking about some of the latest research that Alltech's undertaking in the field.
Now, when Alltech has an event, it is really something to behold. You never shirk on all of the niceties that go with it. And you said that you've actually doubled last year in attendance already. If other people would like to attend, can they still register?
Yes, they can get onto the website and they can still attend. We're still taking participants that are producers, either dairy or beef producers, are more than welcome to come in and join us for the event. Get on the website and get our email address and we can send an invite forward on to you. But yes, it certainly is an event. We see it as much as the content of the meeting. It's an opportunity to network with people from really around the world and understanding that producers, no matter where they come from, all face some of the very similar challenges.
And the website for the Global 500 is alltech.com/Global500. You can find out all about it on there. Ty, is there anything else you'd like to add about Alltech's commitment, especially to the dairy and beef area, and really why you do events like this?
Well, doing events like this, it really is marketing through education. It is helping producers understand some of the research, some of the technical science that's out there, and breaking that down and making them aware, really, of what technologies are existing and some of the work that we're doing, which we think are really leading edge from nutrigenomics on to program nutrition. And so just giving them more insight on what's available to them to make them more profitable.
All right, very good. Alltech definitely has a great commitment to the dairy and beef industry, and any dairy and beef producers who are interested and really want to learn more should definitely be encouraged to attend. Once again, the website, alltech.com/global500. Thank you very much, Ty. I'm Cindy
Thank
Zimmerman.
You.